Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are beginning our studies in the 8th chapter of Maseches Sota. Now, in our previous chapter, we had been discussing things that must be recited in Hebrew, and we got into this because the text of the Sota process is one of those things that must be recited specifically in Hebrew and not in translation, as opposed to other things which may be recited in translation. So incidental to that, we discussed a whole bunch of other things that must be in Hebrew or that may be in translation, and now this chapter is going to take us on another one of these things. So it's off the topic of Sota, but it's a tangent from the fact that both the Sota process and this process must be done in Hebrew. So this is the Meshuach Mochama, the Kohen who was anointed to speak to the army before they would go into battle. So Meshuach Mochama, Bishash Medaber El Ha'am, so the Kohen who was anointed and appointed to speak to the army when he spoke to the nation, Beloshen HaKodesh Hayim Medaber, he would do so in Hebrew, Shene Amar, as the Pasuk tells us, V'haya kekaravchem el ha-melchama, v'nigash ha-kohen, ze kohen Meshuach Mochama. So when the people would gather together to go to war, the kohen would draw near. This refers to the kohen who was specifically anointed for this purpose. V'diber el ha-am, and he would speak to the people, v'loshen ha-kodesh. He would do so in Hebrew. So the Bartnuru explains, ne'amar kan, v'diber el ha-am, he speaks to the people, v'ne'amar lahalan, and it says elsewhere in the Torah, Moshe yedaber, that Moshe spoke. Malahalan b'lashon hakodesh, af kan b'lashon hakodesh. So we have this comparison of verses previously. This describes certain terminology that indicates that something's in Hebrew. So what did he say back in the Mishnah? V'amar alehem, Shema Yisrael. He said, listen up, Israel. Atem krevim hayom l'melchama al oyvechem. Today you are drawing near to battle against your enemies. V'lo al acheichem, it was your enemies as opposed to your brethren. Lo Yehuda al Shimon, v'lo Shimon al Binyamin. Not a civil war like the people in Yehuda against the people in Shimon. Yehuda was the kingdom of Yehuda and Shimon was part of the kingdom of Israel. V'lo Shimon al Binyamin, and not the people from Shimon, which was in the kingdom of Israel, against Binyamin, which was in the kingdom of Yehuda. And the Tosfos Yontif here explains, Kishamar Yehuda al Shimon, Hainu Nami Lehefech. When it says Yehuda against Shimon, the opposite is automatically inferred. Ulefikach Amar Su, Velo Shimon al Binyamin. So that's why the language for the second part is Shimon against Binyamin, only because you can infer automatically Shimon versus Yehuda is the opposite of Yehuda versus Shimon. So back in the Mishnah. She'im tiplu biyadam yirachmu aleichem. Because when Jews fight Jews, if they're conquered, if they're captured, then the capturing Jews will have mercy on them. Kamash Nemar, as the Pasuk tells us, and this is from Divrei Hayamim Beis. V'yakumu hanashim asher nikvu b'shemos. The men who were mentioned by name got up. V'yachaziku b'shivya, and they took the captives. V'chol marumehem hilbishu min hashlal v'yalbishum v'yanilum v'yachilum v'yashkum v'yasuchum v'yinahulum b'chamorim l'chol koshel. So they took the captives and they dressed all of the people who didn't have clothes and they gave them shoes and they fed them and they gave them water to drink and they anointed them and anyone who couldn't walk they caused them to ride on a donkey. And again the Bartnura clarifies koshel. So koshel refers to anyone who was not able to walk on their own. And these people who were from the kingdom of Israel brought these captives from the kingdom of Yehuda, they brought them to Jericho, the city of dates, which is where their brethren were, and then they went back to Samaria, which was the capital of the northern kingdom. Aveichem atem hochim. So in this case, you're not going up against other Jews, you're going up against your enemies. She'im tiplu biyadam eim rachmin aleichem. So if you fall to them, they're not going to have mercy on you. Ayerech levavchem. So don't let your hearts be faint. Altiru b'al tachbzu. So you shouldn't be afraid and you shouldn't tremble. So now it's going to explain those phrases. Ayerech levavchem. You shouldn't let your hearts be scared. Meitzahalasusim. because of the sounds from all the horses and the swords being drawn. Altiru, not to be afraid. Ibnei Hagafas Trisin, Shifas Hakalgasin. So you shouldn't be scared because of the shields banging together or the sight of the troops amassed. Altachbazu, you shouldn't tremble, you shouldn't get startled. Mikol Kronos, from the sounds of the horns blowing, the trumpets. Altaratsu, and not to be made scared. Bimnei Kol Tzavachos, because of people shouting. So why shouldn't they get scared from all these scary things? Ki Hashem Elokeichem Haholich Imachem. That Hashem, your God, He goes forward ahead of you. Hein Boin Benitzchono Shel Basar V'dam. The enemy goes forth relying on human power, flesh and blood, for victory. V'atem Boim Benitzchono Shel Mokom. But you've got the Almighty God to rely upon for victory. Plishtim Boim Benitzchono Shel Galyas. The Philistines relied on Galyas for victory. Mahayasofo, and what happened to him in the end? Lasof Nafal Becherev and Nafluimo. He fell to the sword and they fell with him. B'nei Amon bo b'nitzchono shel Shovach. And the children of Amon relied on Shovach for victory. Who was Shovach? The Bartnuro explains. Sartzeva Hadrezer. He was the general of Hadrezer, and that's in the book of Shmuel Beis. Mahaya Sofo, and what happened to him? Lesof Nafal Becherev v'Nafluimo. He also fell to the sword, and his army fell with him. V'atem, but you, Jews gathering for war, i'atem kein, this is not the case with you. Ki Hashem Elokeichem haholichim lachem, lehilachem lachem. God goes before you personally to fight your battle for you. And to what does this refer, that God goes before you? Zeb machane ha'aron. This was the camp of the Aron, which was carried into battle. That's Mishnah Aleph. We'll now proceed immediately with Mishnah Beis. V'dibru hashotrim el ha'am, and the officers would speak to the nation, Lemor, and they would say, Mi ha'ish asher bana bayis chadash velo chancho. Who is the person who built a new house and has not yet dedicated it? Yelech v'yashav lebeso. He should go back and return to his house. Echad habana beis teven, beis habakar, beis ha'etzim, beis ha'atzaros. This is the same whether the person built a house for straw, or a house for cattle, a house for wood, or a general storehouse. So it doesn't have to be a house to live in, per se. Ve'echad habona, ve'echad halokeach, ve'echad hayoresh. And it doesn't make a difference if he built it, or if he bought it, or if he inherited it. Ve'echad shenasa lamatana, even if it was given him as a gift. U'mi ha'ish asher nata kerem v'lo chilo. And who is the man who has planted a vineyard, but he hasn't redeemed it yet? Echad hanotea hakerem, ve'echad hanotea chamisha ilone machal. And it's the same case for one who planted a vineyard and one who planted five fruit trees. Ba'afilu mechameshas minim, even if they're five fruit trees of different species. Echad hanotea, ve'echad hamavrich, ve'echad hamarkiv. It doesn't make a difference whether he planted them new, or whether he bent them to draw nourishment from the ground, or whether he grafted them to another plant. Ve'echad halokeach, ve'echad hayoresh, ve'echad shenatan lo matana. And it doesn't make a difference whether he bought it, or inherited it, or if it was given him as a gift. Umi ha'ish asher, eras isha, etc. Echad hama'aris es habasulav, echad hama'aris es ha'almana. Afilo Shemaris Yavam. So who's the person who betrothed a woman and hasn't married her yet? And it makes no difference whether he's betrothing a virgin or whether he's betrothing a widow, even if he's going to marry his sister-in-law, that his brother passed away and he has to perform Yibum. Vafilo Shama Shemes Achiv B'machama Choser Ubalo. Even if he hears that his brother died in the current war, he goes back and marries the wife. All of these people hear the words of the Kohen being spoken at the battlefront, the Chozrin, and then they return home. But they provide water and food. And they repair the roads. So even though they are exempt from battle, they're not exempt from public service, and they still have to support the army with non-combatant services. Quick look in the Bartnuro. Echad habona v'echad halokeach. So it makes no difference if a person built the house, or if he bought the house, or inherited the house, etc. Bayis banoi, a house that's already built. Shahari eslohu chadash, because it's new to him. So it doesn't have to be a new house, it has to be new to him. And it doesn't make a difference if he plants a vineyard or five fruit trees. Because this is the functional equivalent of a vineyard. Two trees facing two trees, and the fifth one sticks out like a tail. Even if there are five different species, they combine to form the functional equivalent of a vineyard. That is the end of Mishnah Beis. Join us tomorrow with Mishnayos Gimel and Daled, and we will continue talking about the process of who goes to war and who's exempt and related to similar topics.